Hi there, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Dog School for Cool. Today I'm answering some questions of our community members, and the first one is from Wanda, and she's asking if green men are green superfood mineral and amino acid supplement helps with mobility. And the answer is yes, absolutely, because every cell in the body benefits from proper nutrition. If you have muscle cells, joint cells, connective tissue, they all need to be fed properly. And if they're not fed properly, then they don't function well. If you have a look at the testimonials on greenmin.com page, there's a lot of people mentioning how much of a difference they have seen with Greenmin. And in my opinion, it's a very simple response to situations where the animals are simply depleted. And that's why I put so much emphasis on mineral supplementation and amino acid supplementation. And if you're really interested to know what is missing in your dog's body and you want quantitative evaluation, you can run a hair key test, which is a test that we have developed for dog lovers to be able to determine what is missing. When it comes to muscles, joints, and mobility, good examples are manganese and magnesium and selenium. They're very important for function of the muscles. And for example, sulfur is very important in the joint lubrication. So if you have any electrolytes missing, it can result in imbalances and poor mobility. So absolutely, Wanda, the answer is minerals are essential for good mobility, and in my opinion, they actually yield better results than some of the mobility supplements on the market. So good choice, and thank you so much for asking a question. Good luck with your dog, and we'll be in touch with you soon. Take care. The next question comes from a client who has started Lifton, which is a liver cleansing support. And her dog started having diarrhea after she started the supplement. And what I usually see with cleansing or with diarrhea is, in general, they're the body's way of getting rid of toxins and impurities. So if you see a dog that starts having diarrhea after introducing a certain supplement, it's good to reduce them maybe by half and continue giving them, because you don't want to stop the cleansing process. Ultimately, cleansing is the way of maintaining better health and improving your dog's health. So all you need to do is to go to a blog on how to deal with diarrhea. Usually I suggest squash or pumpkin that is cooked with a little bit of chicken broth and some probiotics and maybe chlorophyll complex for a few days, and then the situation usually improves. There's also an article on how to perform liver cleanse, and all you need to do is to go on Google and type in Peter Tobias liver cleanse, and it'll bring up the article that you may want to read. I have another question from a client who has a dog with a urinary and also fecal incontinence, and she was wondering whether she could do something. She originally got to our site and started using Lifton, which is the liver cleanse supplement, and she was wondering if there's any connection between incontinence and liver cleanse. And what I'd like to say is that usually liver cleanse addresses the liver, and it addresses the overall detox of the body and the systems, the organ systems. When it comes to incontinence, it usually is related to some sort of neurological dysfunction, and the supply of the nerves that govern the sphincters, whether it's urinary sphincter or fecal sphincter, comes from the lumbar area. So the lumbar area is governing the urinary and fecal sphincter. If it comes to address these conditions, I usually suggest to use Incontia, which is one of our products, and it's a homeopathic treatment that usually addresses the lumbar spine. The lumbar spine is generally involved in the cases of incontinence. Usually older dogs or middle-aged dogs get injured, and the tight muscles actually impinge the nerves that go to the sphincters. And as a result, obviously, dogs do not have as much awareness of whether they're holding their bladder or feces or not. Usually ball retrievers, dogs that slip or slit and have severe injury, and dogs that do not get regular chiropractics or physiotherapy treatment are more likely to be prone to incontinence. So the answer is there is no relationship, no known relationship between liver cleanse and incontinence. And at the same time, if there is incontinence, we have to address lumbar spine. I also forget to say that dogs that retrieve balls and like to sprint, they quite often push their whole body off by using the lumbar spine and muscles, and they get tight and impinge the nerve. So that's about it. If you have any questions about incontinence, you can just go to Google and type in Peter Tobias incontinence. It'll give you more details on this condition. Thank you for listening. The next question is from a listener who has a dog, a Weimaraner, and she is having challenges with keeping his weight down. And they have had thyroid testing done and tested for adrenal disorders, making sure that her dog is absolutely fine on the medical level, and it appears that it is. And she is feeding Honest Kitchen, which is a dehydrated food, and she's having a hard time to keep her dog's weight down. And my experience is that any dehydrated food is much more calorie dense. It is probably about 10 times more calorie dense per volume, and it is very difficult to make some dogs that are hungry satisfied, and at the same time ensure that they're not getting too much food. So my suggestion is that any dog that has issues with body weight especially should be getting either raw food or cooked food, but definitely not dehydrated food. The dehydrated food is convenient, but it is like us. We don't eat canned food all the time, and we eat it only on occasion. So the best way to keep your dog's weight down is to feed fully hydrated, fresh, raw, or cooked food. There is another part of our feeding and feeding habits when it comes to dogs. Obviously, we express our love for dogs through food, the same way the Italian mothers do that. And often, we actually just entice our dogs to eat more, and sometimes they actually don't need as much food as we think they do. And my dad used to joke when we used to go to our grandma for summer holidays that she practices monkey love. That means that she would give us candies instead of food and all sorts of goodies, and then we would not eat proper food. And the same happens with dogs. We sometimes don't necessarily give them what is good for them, but what expresses our love for them. So be careful, no pizza, no bread crusts, no other additions. And if you're giving your dog treats, make sure that you count those treats and do not give too many, because otherwise, it is quite easy for dogs that are hungry, such as labs or hunting breeds, to gain weight. So that's about it about weight and dehydrated food. And if you have any questions, you can email us at drpeterdobias.com. That's the website. And you just go to the Contact Us page and fill out your question and send it. And if you have any other questions, you can email us directly through our website at drpeterdobias.com. And I'm looking forward to hear from you. Take care.